This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia ranked for the second time since Deuce McBride has been gone. The second week in, what is that? That four seasons, three and change. And they deserve it. 21st in the AP, I believe 23rd in the coaches poll. And you go against Arizona, and the defense just wasn't good tonight. Arizona's really good at basketball. And Arizona comes to Morgantown and wins 75-56. So West Virginia and Arizona played twice this season. They played two times. Arizona won tonight. West Virginia didn't have Tucker DeVries or KJ Tenner. Coliseum wasn't full because of weather. And West Virginia beat Arizona once. So that's split. They're even, Steven. You don't add up the scores, and whoever's got the most after two, they're the champion. Both teams are 1-1 this season against the other team. All right? And West Virginia, they're going to be ranked all week. And they currently have a winning record in the Big 12 Conference. But in the it's not your night kind of feel, besides, you know, obviously being down 11.5 at home, I mean, the start of the second half is so weird. I don't know why there'd be 15 minutes on the game clock. But it was. Javon Small is trying to tell the ref, hey, the clock is wrong. 7 seconds. Like, Javon Small's saying, hey, there's a problem, while also dribbling the ball. Very bizarre. It's almost like the clock and the refs were playing defense against West Virginia, and Arizona's not even playing that much defense yet because it's the start of the second half. If you're getting defended by the clock and the refs, then it's like if the other team starts playing defense, it's 3-on-1. Those are bad odds. 3-on-1. Also, in the second half, I guess somebody called a timeout, and West Virginia did the kind of light show where the lights dim. My wife's noticed this when she's watching the game with me, like, is our TV messed up? It's like, no, you know, somebody's called a timeout and they're dimming the lights. That's a thing. They had to like stop the game because, hey, why are the lights dim? Just stuff like that has no effect on basketball, but just signs that it's not your night. And just as much as I talked about how good the defense has been and I didn't jinx anything, nothing I say in this microphone has any effect on what happens with a basketball game. But it was not the opposite of what I said. It just was vastly different. And you just noticed it. Like, some of it was just hustle. It seemed like Arizona got to the 50-50 balls more often. And you could just, West Virginia is so good at defense that when whoever they're playing, and they played really good opponents all season, when you see the opponent constantly getting open shots, constantly being able to get to the rim, driving the ball, it stands out when it happens once. So it's really eye-popping when it's happening a lot. Credit to Arizona. hat tip to Neil Brown. We just haven't seen a ton of that. We've seen, I don't think the defense at Pitt was bad. Pitt hit contested shots and they also hit some open threes. But like, this was, I would argue, the worst defensive performance of the season. And Arizona, who's good at basketball, Caleb Love, who's their best player, Arizona's making a run in the second half with him on the bench, him resting. So it was that kind of night on the defensive side, which has been the anchor for this team, the defense carries. They had an off night tonight. Hopefully that's what it is, one night off night. And then offensively, it's also rough. Like, you win at Kansas, but you barely break 60. Have a great first half against Oklahoma State, struggle in the second half, and then you don't get to 60 tonight. And some of that was Arizona's defense. I mean, there was multiple possessions where Ed Andre 3000, who's been great, but tonight he's got the ball, and it's like a spotlight on him. It's Ed Andre 3000. When I was young, there was a video game called Jordan versus Bird. It was a one-on-one video game, right? It looked like Ed Andre versus whoever was guarding him. It looked like a one-on-one game. And love and respect to Ed Andre 3000. I've been crediting him with his passing, his finishing, and he didn't have his best night tonight, and he's just kind of stuck. Like, oh, I can't pass it? All right, I've got to create here. And I would argue that Arizona is good with that. Of anybody on the court, I'm saying this respectfully, it's not West Virginia's best offense. Hey, Ed Andre 3000, go create. It's just not. And that happened multiple times. Ed doesn't have a perimeter shot. He's not really taking guys off the dribble. So when it's Ed Andre isolation, where he's dribbling for 5 to 6 seconds, that's a win for the other team. I think even Ed would say this. I would hope Ed would agree with me on this. And Javon was solid, and he got a bunch of accolades for what he did last week, and they're well-deserved. But when you're not as good defensively, and West Virginia's shorthanded offensively, and you know, I know, you know, Javon knows that he's got to carry the team sometimes offensively, you just felt it more tonight, like he had to carry it. Again, he's not wrong. JP could not get it going. Freshman, Jonathan Powell, Amani's not 100%. Not a lot of guys creating for themselves when you take two of your best scorers and they're kind of limited. I mean, that first half, it was the Javon show. And that can be good, but also the Javon show involves people moving around and it's more of a collaborative effort with Javon being the rock star. When it's him on his own, that's not great. And that first half, no one was making shots, it felt like, besides Javon. And yet, down 11 after 20 minutes, West Virginia cuts the lead to 5 in the second half, fueled in part by renowned three-point shooter Sincere Harris. I mean, 0 made threes in the first 12 games, and then 4 in the next 2, and he hit back-to-back threes to cut the lead to 5. And I think they had a good defensive possession when they were down 5. Arizona got one of those 50-50 balls, ends up making a 3. That was the backbreaker. And so not your night, seems like an outlier. Another game where a player leaves with injury. This, for the second time, it's Amani. Instead of an ankle, it looked like he had a head injury. I guess I have to be dead serious on can we have protective helmets for the guys. There's the string of upper body injuries is getting a little out of hand. This is basketball. This is the beautiful game. Or do they call soccer the beautiful game? I think basketball is the beautiful game, and I don't think of basketball as a concussion sport, and yet it feels like, speculating, that West Virginia is running into, West Virginia is doing football things. Not good. Javon, scary moment where he hit the floor and was holding on to his elbow. He stayed in the game. So let's go. Which one do you want first? You want glass half empty or glass half full? In other seasons, I might go glass half full first, but because West Virginia has a winning record in the Big 12, let's talk glass half empty first. And the glass half empty position after watching this game tonight is that, and this is true, it can get away from you quickly playing in the Big 12. Even more so when there's now 20 games instead of 18. And a great example of this are the Cincinnati Bearcats. They are good at basketball. Good team, lots of returning guys from last season, and that team was good. They've been in the AP top 25 for most of the season. But then they start Big 12 play. And they start on the road, like West Virginia did. They go to Kansas State, struggling Kansas State, and they lose a close one. All right, 0-1. All right, we're coming back home. We're playing a 5-loss Arizona team. You saw the Arizona team tonight. That team went to Cincinnati over the weekend and had a big lead. Credit to Cincinnati for tying it late before Arizona got the win. So 0-2. To start Big 12. All right, then you go to Baylor. Guess what? Baylor's really good at basketball. And they lose by 20. And now Cincinnati is 0-3. And guess who the next opponent is? It's the Kansas Jayhawks. They're coming to Cincinnati. But you get Kansas. And so a good team, they were ranked 16 in the AP poll before Big 12 play. Now they're looking at possibly 0-4 and then going to Colorado for a one-game trip. So do I think Cincinnati's bad at basketball? No, they're good at basketball. It just, you can blink and you've lost four in a row. And I'm not putting this on West Virginia. I'm just saying for any team, losing four in a row, it's not out of the question for a good team to have four losses in a row. Because looking at West Virginia, they lost tonight. They're going to Colorado, and we'll talk about Colorado at the end of the podcast. But spoiler alert, ask the West Virginia women about going to Colorado in the elevation. And then you come back, or it's a two-game road trip, so you're at Colorado, then you play number 12 Houston, who just eats and breathes defense, and they're 3-0 in the Big 12 right now, and then you come back home and you get number 3 Iowa State, also undefeated in the Big 12. So not to put a ton of pressure on the Colorado game, but Cincinnati's the example of you blink, you're good at basketball, and you can lose four in a row and still be good at basketball. But you know, there's this whole thing about, you know, wins and losses count. And now you've kind of got higher expectations because now you're a ranked team. It just 0-4 can happen really quick. And it can snowball on top of the freaking, excuse my language, the freaking injuries, all of the injuries. No excuses, but I can make excuses. I don't have a shirt. I'm not on the team. I'm not on the coaching staff. I'll give you excuses. They're doing it shorthanded. Tab empty. Is that life comes at you fast. The glass half full is that, you know, sometimes you light a firework and the fuse goes down and you're waiting for the firework to go off and it doesn't. You're like, what's going on? And you start walking towards it and then it goes off. This could have been the delayed letdown game, right? This could have been what I was scared of over the weekend against Oklahoma State. It was the delayed fuse. And it happened against Arizona's better than Oklahoma State. But the added opportunity to be let down is being ranked for the first time in 3 years. Javon Small, National Player of the Week, all the love, all the accolades. I don't know how much that affects them. Use your own judgment as far as how they looked, as far as it's never one thing, but could that, I'm saying that's an ingredient that could lead to a letdown. I'm not saying that that's the case. So delayed letdown game, West Virginia's only lost three times this season. Two of them are blowout losses. And how did West Virginia respond to the first time they got blown out? They blew out a bad team. Then they went to the Bahamas and won two out of three. One against the team they lost to tonight. They beat that team, factual. And then they also beat a still top 25 Gonzaga team. So that's how they responded the last time they got blown out. Hopefully you get that this time. You also get some better injury luck. And they respond. Also, glass half full, I tell you before the season, West Virginia plays at Kansas, home for Oklahoma State, home for Arizona. Would you take a 2-1 record in those three games? And I think most of you would say, absolutely, Josh, give me 2-1. Because if they're 2-1, with love and respect to Oklahoma State, that means you've beat either Kansas or Arizona. You've won one of those games. They just so happened to win the game at Kansas. That did happen. And you're still 2-1 in the Big 12. You're still 11-3 on the season. You're 5-1 without one of your best players. And without two of your best players, you went to Allen Fieldhouse and won. That was two games ago. Same team. All right? So the sky is not falling. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is the rare Sunday game. Sunday, 3 p.m. ESPN Plus. West Virginia goes on the road to Boulder, Colorado, start of a two-game road trip to play the Colorado Buffaloes. Colorado currently 9-4. They've beaten every bad team they played. They've also beaten, have you heard of the Connecticut Huskies? These Colorado Buffaloes beat Connecticut, the back-to-back national champion Connecticut Huskies. So they have that in their resume. They have four losses, all to good teams. They're eighth in the country in assisted field goal percentage, but they also turn the ball over a lot. So hopefully in this, West Virginia get back to their identity. Hopefully this can fuel the fire. This loss can fuel the fire, get better defense, take advantage of those turnovers, and get back to playing solid defense and try to get at least one win on a road trip. All road games in the Big 12 are tough, period. You're 1-0 on the road in the Big 12. It'd be amazing to go 2-0, but it ain't going to be easy. Because again, Colorado who is probably a bottom half Big 12 team, they've beaten the back-to-back national champion. And then you've got to look at the coach. Prime time. I mean, the work that Deion Sanders is doing at Colorado, it's amazing. He's like Deion Sanders. I'm an old person. He's older than me. So Deion's been around my entire life. He did that song. He played football. He did like one of the best cornerbacks ever. Played baseball for the Atlanta Braves. And now he's a successful college coach. And so you got to get, like, look, they're beating the Connecticut Huskies. Both of his sons, really good. So not only are you going to play in elevation, you're playing against, and who knows who's going to be on the sideline. Like, it's a who's who. With Deion Sanders as your head coach, prime time, you know, that can make a guy nervous. And that's what West Virginia's up against on Sunday. Can you win on the road again? We'll see. It's West Virginia is the mountain state. Colorado's got mountains. And it's hopefully West Virginia adjusts to that well. Isn't there like you can do some kind of elevation preparation? Like, is there special face masks to kind of prepare? I don't know. You actually, like, when you fly, it's really high, so maybe the flight will prepare them for the elevation change. I don't know. You're against the elevation, you're against a team that beat the national champions, and you're against prime time. Let's see what they can do coming off a loss. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they have 11 wins and they have 3 losses.